This is Bloomberg Daybreak. Our guest on this Tuesday morning, Jonathan Golub, Chief Equity Strategist at Credit Suisse. Nice to talk with you as always, Jonathan, with markets at a record, though futures this morning looking for some direction. I wonder what you see perhaps giving equities some direction this morning.
Well, I think you're going to see the same thing we've seen, which is that in aggregate, earnings are coming in really quite strong. And I know at the beginning of earnings season, there was all this chatter about this being an earnings recession, that earnings were going to contract, and that's not at all what's happened. We've seen pretty solid beats, and I think we're going to continue to see that.
Although we did see a miss from Alphabet, Samsung, Apple to report next, I mean, what could that mean for sentiment moving forward?
Well, you know, if right now something in the ballpark of 75%+ of companies are coming in with better earnings than what was originally forecast. And that means that you're going to have companies and sometimes big name companies that miss by a little bit. But I'm not seeing anything that looks like a trend. And you're seeing this not in just one sector, but in every sector. It's by and large, the earnings are coming in strong in financials and in technology and in consumer stocks. And what's also, interesting is that, you know, the companies are being rewarded for these beats pretty broadly.
Can the earnings picture continue on this trajectory, given the guidance many of these companies have given on where they expected earnings to come in the first place?
I think, obviously what investors are trying to do here is look just beyond this quarter and to look beyond, towards the rest of the year. And I think that what we're seeing is effectively an okay growth backdrop. So when I say this is a great earnings season, what I'm saying is things are coming in better than expected, but the expectations were really, really low.
Yeah.
And I think for the rest of the year, what we're probably going to see is that earnings are going to grow something like, 4%, which is not brilliant, but it also is stable and I think perfectly fine. Revenues are solid. Margins are coming in fine. And what you have is an uninspiring, modest growth rate, but with, from an economic backdrop perspective, very little risk of recession or something going wrong, and investors are finding that to be more than sufficient.
To continue with that economic backdrop, what do you see the Fed needing to do as we head into the second half of the year?
Oh, I think the Fed should continue to sit on their hands and keep them nice and warm. Unless there's something that would spark in inflation or something that goes wrong in the economy, the Fed's job is not to try to micromanage the stock market. It's really just to provide appropriate policy and the like, and I think that they've done that. So the market's expecting that the Fed won't be doing anything for the remainder of this year, and I think that that's exactly what we'll get.
Could the corporate growth picture change depending on economic conditions around the world? I mean, we're seeing continued weakness out of China just this morning in the manufacturing data, a bit of a beat from the European sector, but pretty sluggish growth around the world overall.
You know, it's interesting that you were mentioning China because for the last, I would say, 2 to 4 months, there's been a real acceleration in some of the Chinese data. So if you look, for example, in economic surprise, just like we're talking about earnings surprise, but where the economic data is coming in better than expected, it's really China that's a standout. And if you look at the PMIs, these are business surveys that ask business managers their intention to spend. They've also substantially increased in China. So I think many are actually expecting, if there is a back half of the year reacceleration, that China would be, or would have to be, frankly, the source of that. Now, I think the key here is that the market is not going up, because it's anticipating faster growth, but simply that we stay out of a recession, that the Fed is basically sitting on the sidelines, that the likelihood of some really ugly trade deal is off the table, that the chatter of a potential earnings recession is gone. And when you remove all of these potential negatives, mm-hmm. that's really what drives the market.